This is The Naked Scientists. We are talking about waste, recycling and water today. We're joined by Dan Cook from Viridor and Professor David Butler from Exeter University. Your questions have been pouring in, if you'll pardon the water pun. Ryan Chown has asked a question that I think Dan Cook might like to tackle. Ryan has asked why we don't seem to use human waste as a source of energy. Now, I appreciate that we were talking about anaerobic digesters earlier that could take sewerage and get power out of it. I think Ryan is thinking on a smaller scale. He suggested urine batteries. I'm not sure if they would work, but could we collect our own waste at home and use that as a source of power?
I'm not sure about the collecting it at home or exactly how you'd produce power from it in that way. We do, in some parts of the UK, use human waste. It can be, once it's been had tertiary treatment, it can be dried out, produce a cake, and that is actually used at the likes of some cement kilns and some power stations. So that does actually happen. I guess the main reason is a lot of it still has good nutrient in it, and most places, once it's treated, it's still used as good old fertiliser.
Thank you very much.